AM 1450, Kate Radio, time to talk United South Central football. The Rebels have their first game coming up on Friday night. Head coach Brandon Nesseth with us here on Kate. And Brandon, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Brandon, before we break down the Rebel team for this year and talk about the opening night game at home against St. Clair, last year, give us as much of a recap as you can. Again, anytime I ask about last year, we know it was a weird season. How many games did USC get in last year? Just give us a quick recap.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it was a different year. You know, we went 2-4, so we got six games in. We got basically called before playoffs. We got hit with COVID in our school pretty hard then, so we didn't get the opportunity to play in the playoffs. You know, we were a 4 seed, but we really liked our chances come playoff time, but it was one of those years. You know, we were stricken with COVID. We had a lot of guys that only got 4 games in or 3 games in due to COVID. So a lot of our guys that are back, we only had 5 or 6 seniors last year, 5 that played, 1 had gotten hurt before the season. So, you know, the idea that these guys are getting the opportunity to be back and we've gotten some realm of normalcy has been really nice. So, you know, we had a lot of positives last year. We were in a lot of games. One game, Mayer Lutheran, one of the better opponents we saw last season, kind of took it to us. But by and large, a lot of those were close games and games that we thought we could have. So a lot of positives to take from it and kind of using those to roll into this year.
Brandon, let's talk about some of the key players that are returning from last year or maybe some of the key players that maybe didn't start much last year, but you look for them to play maybe a significant role on this year's team.
Yeah, I think you'd probably start with Nick Bushlock, quarterback. He's number 2. He'll be a junior. He started last year as a defensive back and as a receiver. But got some reps at quarterback, and we're just kind of seeing his maturation as an athlete and kind of what he can do at quarterback throughout the summer, and we're confident in kind of what he'll bring to the offense. Jackson Fazeri is a team that a player that, you know, opponents are going to key on. He was one of the leading rushers in the district last year, one of only 2 players that were top 10 in rushing and receiving. Colton Quaddy is kind of our do-it-everything. He's a fullback. He blocks as well as anybody. He plays really well defensively. So he's a player we like. And then Connor Harpestad on the offensive line and defensive line, and A.J. Bullerman on the offensive line and defensive line. So we like a lot of those pieces. Like I said, having only 5 or 6 seniors, 5 seniors that played last year, you get the idea that a lot of these guys got a lot of valuable action, and we'll be able to use that experience this year.
Brandon Nesseth, head coach USC football here on Kate Radio. And Brandon, kind of break down the offense and defense when it comes to schemes and I guess what kind of formations you like to run on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, you know, there's some teams that are veer team, or there's some teams that are a double wing, and this is what we do. That's not quite us. I really like to kind of build our offense around the talent that comes in each year instead of a system that plugs players where the system fits. So we are, you know, we're a team that likes to run the football. I think at any level, if it's high school, college, or pros, if you can run the football and then stop the football, from being ran against you, you're going to have success. And that's kind of been our MO and, you know, led us to have the success we've had the last few seasons. So that's one of the big things. But we're going to give kind of different looks. We'll use a lot of motion to kind of get looks that we want offensively. And then a pretty balanced attack, I'd say, this season. Nick has thrown the ball really well in the offseason at 7-on-7, at camps. He did well in the scrimmage. So I think he's going to present kind of a more balanced look for our opponents this year. And then defensively, we really swarm to the ball. Steve Bushlock's had a great scheme, our defensive coordinator, last few years. But I think what we're going to be able to do is keep teams balanced when we're on offense, and then just be aggressive on defense and get some of those short fields and be able to punch those in. So that's kind of our identity as a football team.
Brandon Nesseth, again, head coach, USC football here on Kate Radio. And Brandon, you mentioned the scrimmage. You guys were at Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton on Saturday. Give us a recap. Tell us how the scrimmage went.
Yeah, you know, it was nice to finally be able to hit somebody else. We didn't have the scrimmage last year. We did a lot in the summer with the guys. We took advantage of every day we possibly could to be with the guys and kind of build what we wanted to build here. So we were excited to kind of get going, and we got to go against Hayfield, Martin County West, and 2 programs that gave us a good look. And we were able to, you know, do kind of what we wanted. We ran the ball effectively. We were able to mix up. We're doing some RPOs, run pass options, and Nick read those well, and we had some timely throws. One of the players that really stood out, Tabor Conley, in the scrimmage, had a couple of touchdowns. So, again, it's a scrimmage. Stats, those don't matter. But we took a lot of good and got a lot of good, valuable reps. from the scrimmage. So we're excited kind of what that presented and what that gave us going into game one.
Well, let's talk about game one. Home game in Wells, 7 o'clock Friday night, St. Clair in town. What kind of scouting report do you have on St. Clair?
Yeah, you know, as far as a program, they've had as much success as anybody in our sub-district in the last couple of years. St. Clair is a Veer team. They're a team that's going to present some mismatches with their quarterback. He's going to make some reads, and they're going to look to run the ball with that quarterback. They're a team that plays 3-5 on defense. They're one of the only teams that we see that look from all season. So they'll present some good challenges. And like we said, in terms of past results, they've been one of the more competitive teams. So we like the idea that we're going to play a 2A, a little bit bigger school, kind of what that does for a QRF, and just kind of the challenge that's going to present in game one.
When it comes to your section, who are some of the favorites this year?
You know, looking at Mayor Lutheran, they went undefeated last year. We've had some good battles with them the last couple of years. I would assume they'd be, you know, one of the top dogs. Lester Prairie is probably as well coached as any team, maybe in the state, and they're in our section as well. So Lester Prairie, Mayor Lutheran, and then GFW runs a Michigan T, kind of an old-look formation. We ran into them in the section championship a couple of years ago. So they present a very challenging look as well. So there's a, you know, our section I think is pretty loaded. But the beauty is our schedule will, you know, give us a challenge to play some of those teams and should get us ready for playoff time.
Brendan Nesseth, again, head coach, USC football, previewing his team and talking about their opening night matchup at home. Get out to Wells, 7 o'clock kickoff, St. Clair in town, kickoff the season for the Rebels. Brandon, thank you so much for the time. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll be in touch many times throughout the season.
Perfect, absolutely. Thanks for covering us this fall.